program. We're going to start the show this morning with the story of Fianna Fáil in absolute turmoil after Jim Gavin, as you heard in the news, has quit the presidential race over a mistake he described as not in keeping with his character. And that is the news coming through last night, based particularly around the story of the non-payment or the non-payment back of rent that was paid in error to him around 16 years ago. A statement released on the story on Saturday says he didn't recollect what happened, didn't understand. We understand that now may not have been the case because registered solicitor's letters were sent to his home, his parents' home and his workplace around the time, raising questions as to how someone could have forgotten something like that and what was the veracity or accuracy of that statement that was issued on Saturday or on Friday for Saturday's publication in relation to this story. And there are, as I said, a lot of questions in relation to that. Lots of Fianna Fáil people getting in touch with us already on the programme this morning. Not happy. Questions about how the selection was handled, the process was handled. Billy Kelleher, MEP, of course, who contested the internal Fianna Fáil competition for the nomination to run for the presidency, is out this morning talking about a flawed process and saying there have to be consequences for decisions taken. Jack Chambers, the Director of Elections for Fianna Fáil, as well, as speaking in the last number of minutes about this, about the situation with regards to what exactly Jim Gavin said, and suggesting perhaps maybe that they were misled in relation to it. The party was not informed by the candidate of this particular matter, says Jack Chambers. A clear contradiction emerged in party's Friday statement when the tenant contacted Fianna Fáil on Saturday. Now, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail is the Minister for Children and TD for Kerry for Fianna Fáil, Norma Foley. Minister Foley, good morning to you and thanks very much for talking to us on the programme. I know it's an incredibly busy time because you're probably busy battling for more money for your department in the budget. Can I just get your reaction, though, to what has happened in the last 12 to 24 hours, your candidates pulling out of the presidential election race?
Thanks very much, Jerry. I think we've all been incredibly shocked, but equally deeply saddened. I want to acknowledge on a very human level and a personal level, this is very difficult for the Gavin family, you know, for Jim's wife, for his children. So I acknowledge that as well. And, you know, so there's a mixture of emotion there. But look, there's absolutely no doubt about it, you know, that, you know, if we're in a situation where money is owed, it must be paid back and that's it, full stop. So, yeah, it's very difficult, and it's very difficult for the Fianna Fáil membership, the wider community. But this is where we are at this point in time.
Okay. Billy Kelleher said there needs to be consequences for this, that it was a flawed process right from the beginning. Is he right?
Well, look, in fairness, there was a process in place where people could go before the parliamentary party, including Billy. And I said at the time, and I will say it again, I will say, and, you know, Billy, an excellent candidate, but he went before the parliamentary party, as did Jim Gavin. There was a vote of the parliamentary party, and Jim Gavin emerged as the chosen candidate. So that was the process. You know, that's the democracy of the process that's in place, and that's the process that has been in place for all elections in terms of the presidential elections. So, you know, can't argue with the process. Is the process going to be changed?
Well, he is arguing with the process. He's suggesting pressure was applied by the leader of the party, as would in every party. If the leader picks somebody, then that's a signal to the rest of the members. And he's saying that was a very serious miscalculation and it can't be swept under the carpet. Does he have a point?
Well, I think in fairness, in terms of the process, you know, months out, a year out, more than a year out, we all knew what the process was in terms of, you know, if there were a number of nominations, it would go before the parliamentary party and there would be a vote. And that has been the process. We all knew that well in advance, whether we knew it a year or 2 years in advance, we knew that that was the process. In terms of the party leader expressing preference, I think if the party leader didn't express a preference, then people would have found fault with that as well. So I think he was very upfront. He said, this is the candidate that I believe is the best candidate on a national basis for the presidential election. But equally, providing the opportunity to everybody or anybody else that wanted to participate in the process. So, you know, sometimes, you know, no matter what he did in that instance, if he didn't give a preference, then he would be accused of not being open and transparent. So,
okay, but the feeling was in the party, the real politic of all this was that Micheál Martin's the leader of Fianna Fáil. It was a handpicked candidate by him. He wanted it to happen. And such as his stature within the party and his track record of leading the party, that's what happened from it. That's the question now, is how much of a miscalculation, a mistake was that, given there was significant dissent within the party from the likes of Billy Keller, who felt that wasn't the way to go. And he's been proven right, because even before this controversy over the non-payment of rent, the campaign was not going well. A person outside politics who wasn't seasoned, didn't come across that smooth or that experienced, and was faltering as the race was going on. So questions about judgment, political judgment there of Micheál Martin, surely.
Well, I think, to be fair, you know, the Jim Gavin that is, you know, known to Micheál Martin, indeed known to the vast majority of people who know him, is Jim Gavin, who had, a very strong record of service in the Defence Forces, record of service and leadership in community, record of service and service in leadership in sport and in so many other different fields. So that was the candidate that was presented and known to those within the parliamentary party who voted in his favour. And as I said, that, you know, that was the system. I was well judged that would be the system within the party, a year, 2 years out from the election. And so democracy prevailed, candidates were nominated, one candidate emerged. Obviously, I absolutely accept there's a completely different reflection on the story that has emerged over the weekend. And Jim Gavin has made the decision to withdraw, and I believe he's made the right decision. I think the Taoiseach has said likewise. And it is a source of enormous disappointment to the Fianna Fáil membership that, you know, we don't have a candidate now in the presidential election. But I think the right decision was made.
What would you say to Fianna Fáil members who were angry this morning? Angry with how it's handled? Angry at the fact that due diligence wasn't done here? Another thing suggests about Billy Kelleher. Where was the opposition research on Jim Gavin? Questions asked, is there anything in your past, particularly given a presidential election, that would likely to come out, that wasn't done thoroughly?
Well, again, just on the question of due diligence, I know there were significant engagements with Jim Gavin. Due diligence was done. I think this question of
not
an overpayment,
very well, clearly.
But could I just finish that point, Gerry, and just say the question of an overpayment into an account, there are no public records that would, you know, that would attest to that. So I assume when the candidate was asked if there were any issues, the candidate said, no, there are no issues. And again, I want to say, look, where there is an issue, like this issue that has arisen, if money is owed, it has to be paid. And that's it. There's no question about that. But I can't see what due diligence was going to throw that up in terms of the party investigating due diligence and carrying out due diligence. They were the private financial records between two individuals.
Do you think Jim Gavin let you down then by not maybe either looking thoroughly at his own records and remembering back to that time? I mean, the story this morning in the Irish Independent, which has led the way in the reporting of this by Fionnán Sheehan, says that registered solicitor's letters were sent to his home, his parents' home and his workplace address. Not something you'd likely forget.
Yeah, and I accept that, and I would also be truthful to you and say that, look, I'm not aware of the minutiae of whatever exchange has happened there. What I will say, I would be very confident that questions were asked of the candidate and, you know, the answers were given, and the party accepted the answers that were given. And when further information came into the fold over the weekend, and again, all of this emerged very late last night. Look, I had just returned from Dublin, we're negotiating the budget, as you said yourself. I was there the previous day, all weekend, in fact. I'm on my way back now again to close out the budget. So this all emerged very, very late last night. So when the issue arose around money being owed, I think the correct decision was made.
Yeah. Do you think, I suppose the question I have for you is, who are Fianna Fáil voters going to vote for now?
And I imagine that would be a matter for each individual voter, you know, as they take to the polls. I think, and I don't want to underestimate this, I know there is enormous disappointment, you know, within the Fianna Fáil membership this morning. I absolutely know and understand that. I think people will, and all of us, and I include myself here, we all need to take time to reflect and to consider what we do going forward. But I don't underestimate the shock and disappointment amongst the, you know, the Fianna Fáil membership.
And anger among some, or many perhaps?
Yeah, well, look, and that may well be the case, but I do want to say that for my part, you know, when all of this emerged, I'm very truthfully saying to you, I was shocked. I also want to say that on a human level, and I said it at the outset, I feel very, very sorry for, you know, a family. You know, I've met Jim's wife, I've met his two lovely children. It's a very hard, you know, days and time for them as well. And I'm very conscious of that as well. So, you know, I'm keeping that balance to the forefront of my mind as well, which I think is very important.
Okay, Minister, do you think that Micheál Martin's leadership is damaged because of this, or his political judgment being questioned is fair enough by members, by people like Billy Kelleher?
Look, I think we have to look at things in the round. I think we have to, you know, acknowledge that the Jim Gavin known to Micheál Martin, as I said, was, you know, a Jim Gavin who has a record of service that is quite significant and positive and proactive in the Defence Forces. A significant acknowledgement of his leadership in community, acknowledgement of his leadership in sport across so many different levels. That's the individual known to Micheál Martin. That's the individual known to me and to the vast majority of people in this country. And as I said, when you know, this issue arose, the decision was taken. I think it's the right decision. I think you know, Micheál Martin acted on the basis of the Jim Gavin that he knows. And I also want to say, you know, as a leader of the party, as Taoiseach, he has shown himself to be extremely resilient. I don't deny this is a very, very difficult day for everybody. But, you know, I have every confidence in Taoiseach. He is extremely resilient. He has shown, you know, great leadership in this country when we needed it most, right throughout COVID, right throughout up to this very point. So I have every confidence in the Taoiseach.
Okay, a final point, a final brief point. It was a rough campaign for Jim Gavin right from the start, and there was unsavoury rumours about him and his family, and it another very difficult part of the initial stages of the campaign for him. Article at the weekend, an interview with him, his wife asked him, is this the price you have to pay to enter public service? How damaging do you think this whole episode is for anyone even remotely considering getting involved in politics?
Look, I think we're all very conscious that the cut and thrust, if you like, of politics can be very, very demanding. It is very, very, you know, it's very difficult. But I would also say it is an extraordinary honour to serve. You know, I consider it an extraordinary honour to serve and to represent my county, the singular greatest honour of my life to do that. So I want to acknowledge that, you know, there are challenges, there are difficulties, but, you know, to be fair now, I think in everybody's daily life these days, there are extraordinary challenges. So we get on with the work, we do what we have to do. But I think, you know, a lot has been pointed towards the world of social media as well. And I will say that introduces a whole new element and a whole new aspect to life today, not just for those in politics, I'd say for wider society as well. So that's a huge, challenge for everybody. But I wouldn't put anybody off getting involved in politics either. I do consider it a great, great honour.
Okay, Minister Norma Foley, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us in the programme this morning.
Just very, very quickly, because I won't get the chance again, and I do want to say a huge congratulations to Radio Kerry on an outstanding performance over the weekend in terms of all of the awards that were richly deserved and awarded to Radio Kerry. It's quite a phenomenal achievement by Radio Kerry and, you know, the very best in broadcasting. So I do want to send a huge congratulations for all of the awards to everybody in Radio Kerry.
Indeed, Minister, thanks very much. You're very kind. That's Minister Norma Foley with me on the line talking about that situation for Fianna Fáil this morning.